iTalk. I don't know if people are familiar with these. I use it quite a bit. I record a lot of my presentations, meetings that I have with people I work with, all sorts of things. I have a whole repository of audio files I'm collecting. Perhaps I should be writing more than just speaking, but at least getting the speaking captured is an interesting exercise. And then actually to go back to the to listening to the audio that I've created is very enlightening, you know, as a presenter to listen to what I've said and how I've said it, and sometimes it really sounds awful and sometimes it sounds much better. And my impression while I'm giving it is so off. I mean, after I give a presentation, I think, oh, that was terrible. And it actually turned out to be okay. Or that was really great, and I listened to it, and it was really awful. So it's quite interesting. So iPods, and it's a little thing called iTalk, and you put it on top of the iPod. Have people used iPods here? A little bit, yeah. And then when you've done your recording, you save it, you plug it into your computer, and you can get it right into iTunes. And I have a whole bunch of stuff in iTunes, so you can see a month list of artists there is myself, and a bunch of albums that I've put out, which are primarily presentations from conferences. And basically, this information comes from metadata on the audio file. In iTunes, you get your audio files into iTunes, and you can add the name, artist, an album. You can add comments and categorize it, put in the genre podcast. A lot of interesting things you can do with that. So that's the idea of capture.